This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is heading into its third winter of the COVID-19 pandemic, and many residents who've caught the virus are still struggling with persistent symptoms. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Those include shortness of breath, cough, and joint or muscle pain. Clarence Troutman from Denver was hospitalized and ventilated for weeks at the start of the pandemic. He got better, but still has persistent symptoms like fatigue.
Still working on some of the brain fog issues. I have a lot of trouble reading now, especially anything that's an article longer than maybe a paragraph.
National estimates for long COVID vary widely. Colorado has recorded more than 1.7 million cases. Some unknown number, perhaps in the hundreds of thousands, still have long-haul symptoms. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new report finds the number of uninsured children in Colorado fell by 12,000 between 2019 and 2021. But pandemic policies that kept people enrolled in Medicaid are set to expire this year, putting more than 200,000 kids at risk of losing coverage. The Club Q shooting suspect told medical staff of being awake for 4 days before attacking the bar. An arrest affidavit released Wednesday details the initial call to police and what they encountered on the night of the shooting. Security cameras show the suspect getting out of a car with a rifle. A bill championed by Colorado Congressman Ken Buck is now law. President Biden signed the Speak Out Act on Wednesday. It means non-disclosure agreements will no longer be able to stop a person from revealing sexual harassment or assault in the workplace. This is CPR News and KRCC.